And it's time to head back to politics now. Bill Shorten, as we were discussing with Penny Wong earlier, will meet the crossbenchers from the lower house this morning to thrash out Labor's amendments to that legislation on medical transfers for refugees and asylum seekers. David Crowe is chief political correspondent for the Sydney Morning Herald and the Melbourne Age. David, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
So caucus overnight, late last night, ticked off some key changes to the legislation. Went for a few hours, that caucus meeting, I understand. Under the changes, the immigration minister would have greater scope and more time to intervene if there are security concerns over an asylum seeker approved for medical transfer by two doctors. Now, one thing is clear, a lot of these crossbenchers who supported the original bill, they do want an outcome here. They want to end up with something rather than nothing. What do you think? Will this price be too high or will they go for it?
I think there's a risk that for the crossbenchers that the bill ends up in limbo if they can't accept where Labor's coming from. And the key thing about last night and the caucus meeting was that it signed off on three principles. So there are character tests to be applied so that criminals could be turned away and would not get medical transfer if they had, for instance, been murderers. Now, that's a hypothetical scenario. Can the crossbenchers accept that? Well, that's up for negotiation. The crossbench bill suggested that the minister would only have 24 hours to make a decision.
Now, the reason for that was because Karen Phelps, who's a medical doctor, said the prime driver of this is that medical care be administered in a timely way.
That's right. And so the outcome from the caucus meeting was that it had to be as soon as practicable and it had to have a number on it, but it might not be 24. Now, whether that means that it's 48 or 72 is something that will be up for discussion and negotiation with the crossbench today. And that's why I think in the interview earlier, Penny Wong couldn't put a number on it, because that is subject to negotiation. Now, I think there's a strong incentive for the crossbench to be flexible on the number as long as it's soon as practicable, which is what they wanted in the first place. The alternative is that you get the crossbench arguing one position today, you get Labor arguing a second position, and the government saying no to anything, and then you do get limbo. And I think if it's not passed today, there's actually no technical way for Labor or anybody to bring it back again. The opportunity is then missed. So it really is a now or never moment in the Parliament this afternoon.
Okay, Labor passed the legislation in the Senate late last year. The reason it's coming back in such haste now is because it was the last order of business from the Senate. The reps had gone home, and so this is the first order of business almost in the reps. They passed it without amendment then. Now they've got these, with an election looming, we've got heard some pretty extreme rhetoric, to be frank, coming from the Prime Minister and some of his ministers. Labor has responded. Is this, I mean, it's been painted as a capitulation. Do you see it as capitulation at the first whiff of grape shop, or is this an improvement, for instance, broadening the ministerial discretion to take in character grounds?
I don't see it as a capitulation. I do see it as a logical response to what is a very hard line from Scott Morrison, which is no negotiation, and if this bill passes, then he'll prosecute the case against Labor. So they have to respond to that at a political level. I think another factor is happening here, which is that given where the polls are at, given the prospect of the election coming up, Labor has to prepare to work with this bill if it's in government. It actually needs a practical bill that can work. And we see this with bills in Parliament all the time. You know, something that's put up in December may be fine-tuned later. I think the question of 24 hours or 48 or 72 is something that Parliament can work through. I think there's a very interesting question over the fact that the Labor principle would restrict this to those already on Manus and Nauru, not to any future arrivals. That's a big question. But these are things that Labor is coming to the Parliament with, because it would have, Shane Newman would have to apply this bill in government if they win.
Yeah, and that's an interesting change, isn't it? Just very briefly, I mean, we are only a few months away from an election. If Labor won, and the polls are where the polls are, suddenly they're seeing everything through a different prism.
I think that's right.
We could see some very interesting changes in policy coming over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
David, thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
David Crowe, Chief Political Correspondent with The Age and The Herald, and one of our regular political commentators.